a serious cancer such as you had, which has a sort of quite a very serious, this could end soon.
Very quickly, yes.
How did you cope with that? Having just retired, thinking, well, I've laid down my work, it's handed over well, but Lord, this has come early in my retirement, wasn't expecting this. How have you coped with that? How have you coped as a couple with that?
Well, I didn't have too much trouble on that score. Mm. One takes a long view of one's life, but one spends a lot of it looking at eternity, which has to be more than a doctrine, more than an article of faith.
Yes,
It has to be in your bone marrow. All the doctrines have to be in your bone marrow.
That's right.
And then it won't matter too much. But Valerie and I both took it pretty philosophically. Mm. They said to me, I said, well, how long have I got? And she said, this consultant, she said, well, the average is between 2 and 7 years. Mm. So thinking that many people have it earlier than me and so forth, and I was late in late discovering this, I told people around me, well, they think I might have a year or two.
Yes.
So I kept it modestly to the beginnings. So I've had a year and a quarter.
Yeah.
They all seem to think I might have a year or two left.
Great.
It may be this year the Lord calls me.
Yes.
It may be 2020.
Yes.
But both of us live... You live looking at the face of God.
Yes, yes.
And you rebuke yourself for many things in terms of faith and prayer and appreciation of the Lord, but you still do it looking at Him.
Yeah.
You don't take your eyes off
Him. Don't take your eyes off Jesus. No, and, that's very important. Yeah.
And that we haven't had too much trouble. Actually, well, you'd have to ask my wife, but she's been absolutely, you know, she's serenity on two legs. She's service on two legs. I get abashed before God. And He knows that I'm sincere when I say that when we're in glory, she'll be gigantic and I'll be average size. So whether He'll allow me to be alongside her very much remains to be seen. So I'm greatly helped in my home life by a wife that walks with God and whom God loves and prizes very, very highly. And I have to prize her very highly, otherwise he'd slap me down very quickly.
Well, that's very important, isn't it?
And that's been the story of 50 years.
Well, that's a lovely story to tell.
50 years.
How has Val coped with you not being the pastor of the church? Because some men, they have coped, but their wife has not coped with the next incumbent and so on and so forth. How's Val
extremely
coped
well. Valerie's had no trouble at all with all this because she doesn't think like that.
No, that's good.
She's very generous in her estimate of people and situations and has a natural humility of which she's not really aware. And I have heard, I do know a friend whose wife had enormous trouble. But then she was getting her identity from her role as the minister's wife.
Yes.
Or vicar's wife or whatever.
Yeah.
And we mustn't get our role from our identities. It's very easy to do so. And I'm not saying I've been entirely free from that.
No.
And Valerie might well say, no, you've had a good deal of that.
Yeah.
What with writing and speaking.
Yeah.
But always you have to... I won't say fight it, but you have to challenge it.
Yes.
And you have to think widely and bigger than that.
It would be strange, wouldn't it, if something that has taken up a lot of your conscious waking time and your unconscious sleep time, because the ministry does, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I wake up early in the morning and the sermon's been, and I'm now, I've got it, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, I've got it, it's clear now.
Right.
That kind of thing happens, doesn't it? Too often. But it's taken up enormous amount of your time, and partly that's a reflection of the fact that you love God and you love the people that God has entrusted to you. It's healthy to recognise this could be close to my heart.
Yes. Mm.
And to be able to let go. The thing that struck me has been we prepare by having a generosity of spirit. Rather than just saying the solution is organisational, you do need to organise. You need to think of this team and having young... Mm. But actually the solution is in your own It's the Holy Spirit in your own spirit, isn't it? Making you a generous-hearted person enables you to be a pastor who can hand on to the next generation well.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that some of the key in that, really?
It's true. It's the Holy Spirit. Mm. Every thought of holiness is His alone.
Mm.
And all our gifts are gifts. That's all they are. Yeah. They're gifts. Not just us.
And I think it's very important as well for the next generation of leaders. So Peter and Valerie remained in Cornerstone.
Yeah.
Even after they retired, that was very much something that we wanted them to do. We couldn't imagine Peter and Valerie in another church. And sometimes people are surprised that after such a long pastorate of 45 years that they remained in the same church. But that was very much what we wanted to happen and what Peter and Valerie did. And in the years that have followed, I hope it's been a blessing to Peter and, well, I know it's been a blessing to Peter and Valerie that they've been part of the church family as members.
Yes.
And as part of the next generation of leaders, knowing Peter and Valerie's generosity of spirit and knowing that they're urging us on, they're not on the sidelines being grumpy about anything or complaining. And Peter said to me, John, I won't be any trouble.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been in the slightest. And we've known each other for a long time, worked with one another for a long time. So we know one another very well and trust one another and trust one another's generosity of spirit. And the Lord sees us through all that, and it's a great blessing. Right.
Yeah. You learn from other people, don't you? I remember Dick Lucas's successor at St. Helens saying to me, he's saying, you know, in all those years, Dick has never once offered any criticism whatever.
Mm.
Which again, is, you learn from other people, don't you?
Yes.
And you get confirmed by other people.
There are enough challenges in ministry without the previous pastor being one of the big ones.
Oh, gosh.
As you say, I remember Derek Prime writing that the key element of New Testament church leadership is the word encouragement.
Amen.
And I love that. That is so helpful. There are enough challenges without... We regularly either attacked by Satan or just life takes its toll.
Yes.
We need to breathe encouragement into that next generation. They've got a tough task ahead of them, haven't they, Peter?
Yes, indeed. And always new challenges, new societal challenges.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things that emerge in society as massive.
Yes.
And the churches are hammered with it.
Yes.
And these have to discuss it in great depth sometimes, certain things. I won't go into that.
And I think that is where being part of a broader network or a broader family of churches like the FIC does come in very helpfully, because no one pastor, however large the staff team, however large the church, however specialist you might be in certain areas, any one pastor is not going to be able to be usefully or meaningfully across all the different issues that arise.
Mm.
And so being able to learn from other leaders in a grouping, in a network, who do have expertise in certain areas is again really, really helpful.
Mm. John, let me, while we're here on this issue, being part of a team was one thing. The buck stopping at your desk.
Yep.
How did that feel, that sense of responsibility? Because while ever you're sort of shadowing your mentor, it feels like, yeah, I could do that. But when actually he's no longer in the room and you are the one that people come to with, this has happened, John, what are you going to do? How did that sense of weight on your shoulders feel? Because you've had a lot of weight on your shoulders without knowing it for many years.
Yeah.
Mm. And that weight's gone onto your shoulders. How did that feel, John? Mm.
I think there are a few things in answer to that. So firstly, whilst there was a definite point at which Peter and Valerie retired in February 2015, for a year or more before that, it was very much a transitional period where Peter would deliberately pass responsibilities to me or to others. So that was beneficial for Peter, I think, and for Valerie, and them being ready for adjustment to retirement, so that it wasn't such a sharp cut-off point. There was a definite point where the responsibility ended, and I think that's important. But there was also a handing over, and that was beneficial for me as well, so that it didn't feel that on the 1st of March 2015 there was an enormous weight that suddenly dropped on my shoulders.
Yeah.
It had built up over time. And also, Peter and I's leadership style is quite different, I suppose. So the way that I manage things is different from the way that Peter manages things. And over time, you shape things more around how I would lead and manage things than how Peter would do. But there's certainly a notable difference, I think, in being the lead minister as opposed to a minister or an associate or an assistant.
Yeah.
You feel a sense of weight and responsibility in a way that you didn't before, because the book in that sense does stop with you. And I think I'm still learning how to do that. You'd learn more about yourself, you might learn more about the Lord.
Mm.
And you also learn about the different members of your team as well, and different people within the church who can help you bear that weight. And you make adjustments as you go along. And I expect to be making those adjustments for decades to come.
Yeah,
I don't think I'll ever, absolutely. And I think that's really important for us to recognize. So I need to have that posture, that attitude of being a lifelong learner about leadership and in leadership and making adjustments as we go.
There are basically two types of leader, perhaps, in this regard. There are those who are like John. John's motto was basically gather, consolidate, and move on.
Yes.
Gather, consolidate, and move on. An old military idea. And it's very wise. It's very good. It keeps everybody with you.
Yes.
And there's the other kind of leader who goes far in front, looks over his shoulder and says, come on, troops, this is the way.
Yes.
Now, both of those can be very powerful and effective.
Yes.
But John's is the safe one, the best one, because of the man who's out in front looking over his shoulder, there are those that you can trust and are very good, and we know some of those.
Mm.
But there are also those whose leadership means more to them than the people traveling behind.
Right. Yes.
And we don't want to know that kind of person.
No. Yeah.
You know, you've got to have that sense of pastoral. It's not just pastoral responsibility even, it's pastoral sharing. It's almost a biology, a spiritual biology. Mm. We are an organism, not just an organization.
No.
We are each other's people.
Yeah.
And if we wound one another, we wound ourselves, so forth and so on.
That phrase you mentioned about, we start with our Father. That is a huge help to any leader, isn't it? Who am I leading? I'm part of a family.
Oh, yes.
I'm not building an organization primarily, and the people are not the means for me to build my organization.
Absolutely.
The people are the end.
Absolutely.
They're the family.
They are the end,
And we want the family to be more and more like Jesus. That's the purpose, isn't it?
It's true.
My leadership is to help them love Jesus more and become more like him. And if we lose that, if people become the means to fulfill my ambition, we're in real trouble.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Can I ask one final question, Peter? How did you actually mark your retirement? Did you have a big party? Did you have a special service on a Sunday? How did you actually, that formal, because I mean, people you have loved them and they have loved you for a long time.
Yeah.
It must have been, did you have any formal thing where you
I said to the elders, I said, we had a great event for my 40th anniversary.
Okay.
It was when we were at the school still, before this was built. We used all the school campus, hundreds of people from all over the country and all this business, and we had a great time. I said, we don't want to redo that, I said.
Okay.
Yeah, that was only 4 or 5 years ago, so why not just get me up on the platform, lay hands on me, and that'll be fine.
Yeah.
And they looked at me and they said, you must be joking.
That's good.
So what we did, I must admit, I was semi-detached from the whole thing.
Yes.
I didn't invest in it. They used the apprentices and others to notify different people, but I didn't marshal anything. And what we did, we had the month where George Verwa came at the beginning of the month, our sense of world mission, because we usually have about 20 missionaries over the years at any one time, or we've had scores and scores over the years in some of the hard places of the earth. And every major service had its 3-4 minute slot where we prayed for one or other of our missionary families. Mm. They'd be up on the screen, we'd be praying for them. Mm. Latest news by telephone or whatever, email. And so I'm trying to collect my thoughts again now.
Yeah.
But we had George Verwa at the beginning, and then we had Becky Becky Pippet.
Yes, yeah.
Rebecca
yeah, yeah.
Manley Pippet, as she yeah. was known from her books, Out of the Salt Shaker and stuff. And I thought, strike a blow for women, because yeah. I am very keen on women's ministry.
Yeah.
I have no problem with women preaching.
Yeah.
And even people who have a real problem with women on the eldership, and some do, some don't, and we've got to live with that and not get too shirty about it. But but as far as preaching is concerned, it's different. So some of our great preachers have been missionary names that we all honor like anything.
Yes.
And they've come to this country, even in the 50s when I was a young boy.
Yes.
And everybody came to see what they were going to say.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had Becky Pippet, who gives the most marvelous conferences to thousands
yes,
of students.
She does. She's great. Yeah.
In
yeah.
Europe and here yeah. and in America. And we knew each other. She'd been before. And we had a most marvelous couple of days with her.
Yeah.
And in fact, she was so thrilled that she was reduced to tears at one point.
Oh.
And
oh.
Just when we were giving, after giving the benediction,
yeah.
she came running up to the mic
oh.
to express herself.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've had some lovely moments, haven't we?
Is that how you marked Peter's formal ending there?
Yes, there was really that month just before Peter and Valerie retired to mark all the years of ministry, all that the Lord had done, and beginning with World Mission and ending with the celebration on the Sunday. But we also knew that no one or even two or more events could adequately mark all that the Lord has done through Peter and Valerie and all the lives that they influenced. And we also know that Peter and Valerie want, they're not backwards looking people. They want to honor what's been in the past, but they've always been forward looking people and always thinking about the next generation and decades, centuries beyond that.
Yeah.
So we know that the best way to honor Peter and Valerie in their 45 years of ministry is to continue to share the message of Jesus and turn people to him in the years and decades to come. And that's what
great.
Peter and Valerie want the
that's
future
super.
To be about.
Peter, you and Valerie have modelled for us, all of us, and those of us who will be listening to this on the tape, so helpful, because many men and their spouses don't know how to handle this time.
Right.
They haven't been able to freely talk to anybody. They may have seen it go wrong. They're perhaps afraid that it might go wrong for them too. They're afraid for their church. Will the church go? But you have modelled, cheer the future on, plan for it well, and have a generosity of spirit while you're in ministry. It's a good preparation for when you're. And finally, you've got to keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus all the time. That's the thing that helps us most, isn't it? We're not just business executives running an organisation. We are Christians whom the Lord has called to lead for a while, but we're Christians first, and you've modelled that. So thank you so much. Thank you for sharing from your heart this afternoon. We hugely appreciate and pray that God would bless that.
It's been a privilege, Ray. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.